Welcome to episode 70 of the Mayberry Devotional, entitled Joy, Jesus, Others, Yourself. Today I'll be looking at season 3, episode 4 of the Andy Griffith Show, Andy and Opie Bachelors. I'll also be looking at scripture from Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. A couple quick things to announce here. Last week, I misnamed the show number, at least from the TV show. I believe I said I was using episode 2, Andy and the New Mayor, but that was actually episode 3. Also, I'm going to change the dates on when I put out my podcast. I've been trying to put it out on Wednesday, but I think it's going to work better if I start doing it on Thursday from now on. So I'll be looking for new episodes on Thursday. So let's get started. At the beginning of today's episode, we see Aunt Bee heading to the bus as she's going on a trip to see her aunt. As she's boarding the bus, she goes on through a list of instructions for Andy that's a mile long. Peggy comes by as Aunt Bee is leaving and later volunteers to come by and help Andy while Aunt Bee is gone. Floyd overhears the conversation between Peggy and Andy and, well, he starts suggesting that Peggy might have more on her mind than just helping out. Floyd starts in how Peggy might be setting him up to be the future Mrs. Andy Taylor. Later back at the house, we see Andy and Opie discuss their plans for supper, and by the toss of the coin, chicken wins over pot roast. Later, we see that, well, maybe the pot roast should have won as Andy burns the chicken. Peggy walks in the kitchen just as Andy's looking over his burnt creation, and we see that Peggy takes over in the kitchen and she fixes Opie and Andy some food and serves it to them on a well-prepared table with candles and flowers. After supper, the threesome sit out on the front porch as Andy and Peggy sing a song. The next day at the courthouse, we see Opie, Andy, and Floyd at the courthouse. And we learn that Barney's on vacation in Raleigh, where he stays at the YMCA, and boy, I tell you, he really lives it up down there. Peggy enters the courthouse and brings some lunch by that she's prepared for Andy and Opie. As Floyd goes to leave, he starts humming the wedding march as he's trying to drive home his thoughts on what Peggy's intentions really are. Later, we see Andy at the barbershop, and Floyd starts in again on Andy and Peggy and how that she would make a good catch for him. Andy gets aggravated at Floyd's comments, and he gets up and leaves before Floyd can finish his sideburns. Later that evening, Andy calls Peggy and explains how that she doesn't need to come over because Andy and Opie, they want to spend some time together. The outlook of supper has changed from the night before as, well, there's no tablecloth on the table, there's no flowers, and no candles. Andy's gourmet supper for the night includes weenies and beans. And the weenies look a little bit on the well-done side, kind of like the chicken that he fixed from the night before. As Andy and Opie sit on the front porch after supper, Opie reminds Andy how they were supposed to talk. Neither seems to have much to talk about, and things just get kind of awkward as they figure out what to do. As they go back in to clean up, Peggy stops by, and after Opie exclaims that he's still hungry, Peggy goes in the kitchen to fix him some food. Now that Peggy has come over, we see the demeanor of Andy and Opie has changed. And when Opie questions why, Andy explains it's all because there's a woman in the house. In the epilogue, we see Andy is back at the barbershop. Floyd and Andy start discussing rumors about marriage, and Floyd acts completely innocent. We see Peggy drops by, and she tells Andy how that she left him and Opie some lunch, and that she's going to come by again that evening for supper. When the phone rings at the barbershop, we see Floyd start in again as he starts talking to Ollie, and, well, he starts talking a rumor about how Andy's getting married. At the end, we see Andy get up from the barber chair, and he surprised Floyd as he calls him a blabbermouth. The scripture I want to look at today comes from Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Let each of you look not on his own interest, but also to the interest of others. In this chapter, we see the humility of Christ as Paul later writes how Christ was equal to God. But he came down to earth and he took the form of a servant. He became a man and it's said that he was obedient unto death. That's from Philippians 2:8. God lifted Jesus up because of all the things that he'd done while here on earth. Paul writes that these are all an example of how we should be. We should be like-minded in that we think of others before ourselves. There's an acronym for JOY that explains that we can find joy by putting things in order. Jesus, others, and yourself. Before Aunt Bee went out of town, we know that she prepared everything for Opie and Andy because, well, let's be honest, she knew that they wouldn't be able to take care of themselves without her. As Paul wrote, she was not looking out for her own interest, but she was looking out for the interest of Opie and Andy. Then we see Peggy come along, and she offers to help, which is first turned down. Then after the burnt chicken fiasco at the hands of Andy, we see Peggy stepping up to fix the boys' supper. We later see her fixing lunch for them and coming by to rescue them again after the infamous Weenies and Beans supper. Andy, of course, has listened to Floyd one too many times and gets concerned about, he gets concerned about Peggy's intentions, thinking that she might be wanting to carry their relationship just a little bit further. Andy finally asks Peggy why she's helping out so much, and she tells him she does it because, it's obvious that Andy can't cook, and she's doing it because she's having fun doing it. She's definitely putting others before herself. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking out for yourself and looking out for your best interest first. Sometimes we have to because, let's be honest, there's a lot of times that nobody else does. But we still have to get to the point that we're not being selfish. Being a volunteer firefighter, I find myself many times putting others' interests before my own. But that's not the only way you can. Putting others' interests before our own can be seen in many different ways and many different things that we do. Helping a neighbor with some yard work when they can't get it done. Checking on friends or family during a storm to make sure they're okay or not in need of supplies. Paying for the meal of a family that maybe looks like they could use a little bit of help. Buying groceries for someone who needs a little bit of help. Helping to pay someone's utility bill when they're down on their luck. I know some of the greatest joy I've had in my life is helping someone out, especially when they don't know who it's from. I said joy was putting things in our life in order. Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. Paul was writing about the same thing. We need to remember sometimes to look unto others' interests first, for that's what Christ done. Christ became a man so that he could die to be a sacrifice for our sin. Christ could have easily come to earth and then at the first sign of suffering been like, nope, ain't interested, this ain't going to happen, not my best interest. But he loved us enough to lay down his life on the cross so that we all could live. I know it's hard to make a comparison to that, but with Peggy, we see that she was willing to put Opie and Andy's interest above hers. She just wanted to help them by fixing them some food. She did get some joy out of it, but her main interest was to help them. I think you'll find if you'll put the interest of others before yourself, you'll get more joy out of it than they will sometimes. And I believe in the end, you'll get more joy out of it than if you'd put yourself first. I know I do. You might say that joy actually means imitating Jesus by putting others before yourself. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a rating or a comment, and I'd appreciate it. I hope you'll join me next week. Remember, that'll be Thursday, as we'll look at Season 3, Episode 5, The Cow Thief. And until then, thanks for listening.